Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Why not celebrate the new year with the Doug Steffen Good Day Gang, including Doug and Jay Kirshner and Jennifer from time to time. It's the 2nd of January, 2023. So a lot of things today celebratory of the beginning of the year, things that have happened over the weekend. Last year is in the rearview mirror. Although I do want to remind you that we do have a Good Day download every single day. Some of the highlights of the program, episode posted every day at gooddayshow.com. Most recent one is a focus on the life of Pele, also travel delays, cancellations, all of that sort of thing. Remind me, Jay, to talk about JetBlue and Southwest before this half hour is over. Anyway, a lot of stuff that is focused on the day. Today is another, every day is a new day. Everything changes. I can't stand talking about the same things over and over again. That's why this is not a political program, because that's the same stuff over and over and over and over again. So let's celebrate today by winning the Mega Millions jackpot. What do you say? $785 million now. Fourth largest in the history of the game. This is, let's see, I have my two winning numbers right here. You got yours, Jay? My numbers are going to win.
We have to go get more. We
played, you're going to buy some more?
Yeah, we played for the late last week drawing, which nobody won, so we have to get more.
I bought two for the drawing tomorrow and the one on Friday. I buy two, and they're for two drawings. So let's see what happens. Just for fun. All it is good exercise for your head. That's what it is. It keeps rolling and rolling and rolling. Every time there is the six numbers that were drawn on Friday were 1, 3, 6, 44, 51. The mega ball was 7. Those are low numbers. Usually they get higher. Right, pretty quickly, anyway.
It always does seem like there's some kind of, not succession, but a couple of the numbers always seem to be in the same grouping, like the 1, 3, and 6 are in the lower digits, the single digits. Sometimes there's a few that are in the 40s, a few in the 60s. It always kind of seems like there's some portion of grouping with them. Have you noticed
that? Right, it goes from low to high, yes. Right, I have noticed that. Anyway, 45 states and the district, U.S. Virgin Islands. Last time there was a winner was October 14th. Well, there were two tickets, one from California, one from Florida. All six numbers, they won or split the $500 million prize. So, bigger than that's a big deal. $785 million. So there's, that'd be a good way to start out the year, right? For the rest of your life, start the first day of the rest of your life. Well, let's see what
stability is, a resolution. Well, there you go.
Stability, there it is. So let's go to the most unstable place in the world, the villages in over in Kiev, well, over in Ukraine, where there have been a lot of explosions over the weekend. Here's Putin, madman that he is, says, let's negotiate. And the next day, he launches all these missile attacks. So Zelensky warns Russia that they could launch more attacks, and they could leave. You know, both sides here have been left in darkness at various places along the road at this mess.
People's guards were down. They were celebrating the new year. But, yeah, Zelensky did warn that Russia could launch more attacks. While you're celebrating, you may be celebrating in darkness. Don't let your guard down.
Well, they have all these Russian cruise missiles that they've captured. So they're using them against the Russians. And that's, you know, turnabout is fair play, I guess, in this circumstance. One wonders how much money we're going to spend, the United States and the West in general, to keep this war going on. It seems like you can't really give in at the moment, even though, as I pointed out, I think on Thursday or Friday, the only benefit here is to the military-industrial complex. Look at the after the attacks, these New Year New Year's Eve attacks. The rubble, if you see the pictures and the video of some of this stuff, I mean, that's what you expect anyway. If there is, you know, under the circumstances, if there's a war, what do you expect is going on? One of the Russian soldiers went on a violent rampage before the troops began withdrawing from one of the towns, and apparently he shot a bunch of his own soldiers. You know, these people are going... They're crazy. They've been, both sides have been cooped up. Both sides are in circumstances that they don't want to be in. So, at any rate, Putin is trying to rally his people behind the Russian troops, and the people know that the troops don't want to be there. So it's a waste of effort, it would seem. So now, once again, the Kremlin rejecting the suggestion that peace talks should begin now. They don't want to. So, there we go. More and more, round and round. Now, see, that's the kind of stuff where nothing's really changing there. That's the thing. There isn't much changing in the economy. As long as we... It's interesting, though. American companies are moving their production to Mexico to avoid making goods in China. But with that... There are strings attached. Excuse me. Here I am back. I'm going to take... Excuse me.
That pineapple juice.
The pineapple juice that the listener suggested I drink. I'm going to get some of that today. Anyway, the chip making that's been moved to America from China, the production of a lot of washing machines, that sort of stuff, televisions, and even cars. Ford has a couple of major plants in Mexico. Unfortunately, though, as we learned from Nick Miles, our auto expert, the cars and trucks being made in Mexico are a huge problem for Ford, it seems. I was going to say all of a sudden, but not really all of a sudden. The recalls that are coming for pickup trucks and for cars that are made in Mexico far exceed the number of recalls by hundreds of thousands, recalls that Ford has had with vehicles that were made in this country. So who knows whether that's going to change what they do. But isn't it funny? We used to, 20, 25, 30 years, well, 45 years ago, we decried all the things that were made in Japan. And then that stopped the building and buying of things other than things like television sets and electronics that were made in Japan. Still kind of are. But they, even the Japanese went to China to get them to make their stuff. So that stopped. So then we went from Japan to Mexico to make our goods. And then when that became more expensive, or it was cheaper in China, China looks around and says, okay, we'll beat their price. Right? And it reminds you, the car dealer will beat or meet
There are a lot of companies who have that business motto.
Right.
Model where they're like, if you can find it cheaper, let us know and we will give you that same price.
Why would you do that? I wouldn't. Why would you do that? Why would you go to somebody?
Some money is better than no money.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you find a price that's cheaper somewhere else, then why don't you go buy it there? Why would you go back to the person who you've shopped first and say, okay, Joe Schmo down the street is selling this dryer for $299. Will you meet that price? Just go buy it from Joe Schmo down the street.
A lot of times membership, or you have a credit card with that brand, let's say Best Buy, for instance, because they do that. And if you have a credit card with them where you spend, it's not a credit card that you spend just anywhere, but you spend with Best Buy, you keep using it. Or if you are redeeming points and you're trying to get as many points as possible by shopping with one specific dealer and they can match that price. That's why a lot of people will do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I still, I don't know. I think if I saw the price cheaper, I'd give the reward to the guy who was in working in my behalf in the first place. All right. The news from Southwest, not good. The lady who was on her way to get married, she couldn't make her own wedding, and it cost her family thousands and thousands of dollars because Southwest canceled her flight and did not rebook her, couldn't get her to the wedding venue. Can you imagine? I'm going to go get married, and she was supposed to be, you know, she was going to be there a couple of 3 days in advance. Flights kept, I forgot where it was, but it was on the, it's on the west somewhere.
She's the only one that missed it?
Well, all the people that were from her neck of the woods, I just know. Yeah.
I see.
Thousands of dollars.
All of her family was still there waiting for her.
Yeah.
She was the last one.
Right.
And that stinks. That stinks, no doubt about it. But I have less feelings for her than I do for the gentleman who missed an opportunity at a
heart. Operation.
Of this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought, well, are they looking around for another... There was another, this is somebody who was supposed to have a transplant and they couldn't get there because Southwest can't. Southwest is the horror show.
And he only had an eight hour window. So he had a stopover in, I believe it was Seattle, and he ended up waiting in Seattle for an extended period of time by choice after he missed the heart because he wanted to already be somewhat closer in case another one opened up for him.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of, people who didn't get help. If you're booking through third parties like Expedia and some of the others, the focus here has been on people over the weekend who just couldn't get any way to where they're supposed to go. There are a lot of these horror shows. Good God. Now, I have limited... James, don't. We're not going to worry about commercials here because I got to tell this story about JetBlue. There are, the pilots union at JetBlue is really upset, and I think they have every right to be. Listen to this. They have refused to hire people who haven't taken the COVID vaccine, citing safety reasons. However, JetBlue hired a fellow named John Perry, who was in jail for 9 years for breaking into the home of a judge and attacking his daughter in the shower. He was released from prison on felony probation until 2044. Apparently JetBlue doesn't hire unvaccinated pilots, said the pilots union. They'll hire a violent convicted felon to fly their airplanes. One pilot who wouldn't tell, who was obviously speaking on the condition of anonymity, reported that this fellow, Perry, was an Air Force captain when he was charged with burglary and assault. And then he faced life in prison, but they let him out. And he was hired because he had a pilot's license. And because they're in such need, dire need of... So how come you don't... Aren't we beyond this COVID thing? Right? Not hiring people because they haven't had the shots? At this point... I would say that's another reason. I have no use for JetBlue, never have. I think that they're as bad as Southwest in many different ways. You know, it's like the old, we always just talk about American beings are horrible. Now they don't look so bad up against Southwest and JetBlue. It's just, Anyway. This pilot, by the way, when he was arrested, he was wearing a bulletproof vest. He had knives, handcuffs, a shovel, a gun, and a mask in his car. Okay, so how do you find out whether he's flying your plane or
right?
not?
Right? I would much prefer somebody unvaccinated than somebody like that.
Well, of course. That's the point. It's getting to the point of being ridiculous. And some of these companies are. They are just ridiculous. Okay, well, I needed to tell you that story. Now it's 21 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So we're focusing here, as we usually do, during this portion of the hour, on social media trending things, celebrity news. I don't know whether I would consider Ireland Baldwin to be a celebrity. She's the daughter of two celebrities, Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger, but I don't know what she done that makes her a celebrity. Is she done acting or any of that? So I remember meeting her once at the Democratic National Committee with her father.
Oh, what when did you think of her?
What do I think of her?
Yeah, when you met her, what did you think of her?
She was a kid then. I think she was 14 at the time, 13 or 14. And she was, I couldn't decide whether, she seemed to be happy to be with her father, was happy to be with her father, but wasn't happy with all the attention he was getting from the press. He was in shorts and a T-shirt when I saw him, and we had a quick conversation about what he thought the big issues of the convention were, and she was right with him. But anyway, the point of the story is that she's pregnant at the hands of a guy named Andre Anjos, who's 37. She's 27. And they announced this is their first child together on Instagram over the weekend. Her mother is not Hilaria, so cucumber doesn't apply to her, right?
This is the first grandchild for Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger.
Yeah, right. But how many children does he have? He's got like seven children with her, right? How many children has he got with Hilaria?
Hilaria, I want to say seven.
Six or seven,
correct.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
By now.
So what do you think she thinks of of all the children? Carmen, Maria, Raphael, Leonardo, Romeo, Eduardo, the names of the children that they have. So anyway, she says she smokes weed, she eats good food, she minds her own business. She's a model. Okay, that's what it is.
She's an actor, too. She's been in a couple TV shows, a TV movie, a couple films.
Hopefully she's smart enough to not be smoking weed while she's pregnant, right? It's like drinking alcohol. Smoke nothing, don't drink anything. You want to have a happy baby. That's the way to do it. All right, Steven Tyler, accused of sexual assault, sexual battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress of a minor. Wow, look at this. Julia Holcomb is the plaintiff. She got pregnant by him, and, well, that's what she says anyway. and had to get an abortion. This is pretty nasty.
Yeah, they were right? Just happened in the 70s.
So why is she coming forth now? See, this is I'm not buying this stuff. I see it. It's a headline. Everybody's talking about it. If it takes you 25 years, somebody in your family must have known.
Because they're afraid or they don't know what to do. And then the limit of when you could say something, it passes and you can't really do anything about it anymore. But that has been removed.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't say I don't know that it's not true. It is true or it isn't true. I just find it troubling when these things take so long to surface. This is an event that took place in 1974. So, according to her anyway, she was 17 at the time. And she became pregnant with Tyler's son. He insisted that she terminate the pregnancy. She claimed he threatened to stop supporting her if she didn't proceed with the procedure. And then she did have she had the abortion. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I'm not a fan of Stephen Tyler's, not about that. It's more about timing and stuff and how to figure this stuff out. It's very distressing. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayments.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar called the surge at the southern border a refugee crisis and that the issue has been used as a political prop for too long. She went on to stress the need to come together and solve this once and for all. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace called the lack of transparency in accommodating a group of Republican detractors a cause for significant heartburn.
We shouldn't be operating like Nancy Pelosi, this small faction, and they're the ones that are saying they were, quote, fighting the swamp, but then yet went and tried to act like they actually are the swamp.
She went as far as to say she's on the fence about voting for the rules package today, since she doesn't know what promises were made.
We don't know what they got or didn't get. We haven't seen it. We don't have any idea what promises were made or what gentlemen's handshakes were made. We just have no idea at this point.
I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official organ, if you will, of the talk radio industry. Does that sound right, or does that too cumbersome?
It's an organ.
It is an organ, and we're the organ grinders.
Yes, we are. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side. Number two on the countdown.
At your service and on your side.
Don't you like that? It's an old-time radio thing, yeah. Right. We've been talking about Michael's tune called Idiots that went out this year. And some people at first thought, wow, that's kind of a nasty title for a song. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to the lyric line, it's so appropriate. It is about what's going on. And there aren't a lot of people who have the stiffness of candor to take on this and to make it in public domain. Tens of thousands of people have listened to this thing, and it's entertaining, but it's more than that. It's kind of right on, frankly. Nice that the two things.
Well, I think so. It's not public domain. I own the publishing rights to it, but that's another story. Idiotsvideo.com is how people can see this music video. And, I don't promote many things. I'm sort of the color caller. You're the guy that does the promotions and things. But the fact of the matter is that I want you to listen to watch this, folks. I really do. It means a lot to me. This is the best thing I've ever done in my life. I really, please
right,
go
okay.
And www.idiotsvideo.com. And idiots is spelled I-D-I-O-T-S, in case you can't spell idiots. It's idiots video.
You're an idiot if you can't spell idiots. It's not an acronym for anything.
Right. And it's not partisan. It's against all sides.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Idiotsvideo.com. Write it down. I know you're driving. Pull over.
Uh-huh. Right.
How's that? Is that a good pitch?
That's a very good pitch. I think that's great.
Please do this for me.
Yeah. Please. Right. Please.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back to the list.
Idiotsvideo.com.
Yep. Thank you. The list that you can find at Talkers Magazine and also GoodDayShow.com. As we contemplate the economy going into the new year, I presented something on the air on the Good Day program this week, looking ahead to 2023 and what the prognosis has been. I do like you do. You listen to a lot of the news talk radio stations. I go to 14 or 15 different sources every day to come up with things that I think will intrigue the listeners to the Good Day program. And I found this on Business Insider, looking ahead to the year. We've certainly looked back at the year and how it has frustrated people because of inflation and interest rates and what it costs to buy a house, what it costs to buy a car, all that sort of thing. Trump will crow that the economy was best when he was president. And you can kind of make an argument for that, actually, that holds water in terms of how the economy improved during his tenure. I noticed, Michael, that the Fed says they have more work to do in this article in Business Insider to look at 2023 and the shifts that are taking place at the Federal Reserve, increasing the rate increase has been highest this past year you go back decades and you don't see this kind of increase, even when things were bad in 2010. But the economy does look like it is improving, depending on your definition of that word. And looking into the second half of 2023, most of the economists that are quoted in this article suggest that this year is going to be pretty good once we get through the humps of the first 4, 5, 6 months. So that's good news, I guess. Yeah, don't you think? Do we present enough good news?
It's good news. It's a prediction. It's not news yet. It's news that these people have used.
Yeah.
Most people don't know where the economy is going to go. Talking about the economy is always, in hindsight.
Yeah.
And blaming accrediting presidents is much overstated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a president.
So why do
judge.
We get so wrapped up on the personalities of? I saw the
idiots.
the same newspaper has a story about the founder of the Home Depot, a guy named Bernie Marcus. We know most Americans know what Home Depot is, and how is the success of this has been something amazing. So the guy who founded it is 93-year-old Bernie Marcus, who last year donated $64 million to reelect Trump and other Republicans. Mm-hmm. $64 million. What is wrong with that picture? Think about it. Even if it was somebody giving that much money to Biden, I think that is one of the side stories when you talk about elections and stuff and how people get elected and how much money comes in. You don't think that Trump
which
is
would you prefer?
Taking this
which
guy's
would
call?
You, all right, let me ask you a question. Which would you prefer? A guy like Biden and your typical politician who relies on PAC money and special interest money, mm-hmm. and donations from all over the place, or a guy like Musk who just writes out a check for billions of dollars and now has power? At least these people have to answer to somebody. when they don't have to answer to anybody, I don't answer to anybody. Well, that scares me more than having to answer to special interests. It's a flawed system. How do you do it? A case could be made that this is Marcus's free speech, that he has the right to donate.
Well, that's
money.
What Citizens United, that was their argument when they got the thing approved, or the Supreme Court went along with the contention that was put forth by Citizens United that corporations are people. and they should be able to give as much as they want to give. And that's, this guy writes checks for $64 million this past year for Republicans, and for the biggest check went to Trump's reelection campaign.
But don't make it look, though, that Biden doesn't get the same thing.
I'm not using that as an example. It's disgusting. All of it. As a matter of fact,
some people give millions of dollars to both sides. Mm-hmm. It's called hedging their bet.
Yeah, exactly.
And what it does is it buys you access.
Trump was one of the best practitioners of that before he got elected president. You look at his record of who he supported in New York local politics, state politics, national politics. He gave as much money to Democrats as he did to Republicans. And in fact, he was a Democrat. Yeah. So
and his positions on many issues were pure Democrat prior to him figuring out that he had more chance of winning the Republican nomination based upon the way things, the lay of the land.
He was an opportunist. That's it. Mm-hmm. Pure and simple. He was an opportunist. So anyway, and aren't most of the rest of these people, when you look at, isn't Ron DeSantis an opportunist?
Yeah. Well, Trump would Pelosi? Say he's proud of being an opportunist.
Yeah.
Say I'm smart, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, opportunity gives you the chance for advancement. I mean, you're in a manner of speaking. I am. I'm an opportunist. I've taken advantage of a hole that there was in the radio as far as what kind of radio programs are around, and so I do something different. You took advantage of the need that people had for information about this format and created a whole empire around it.
And for that, I apologize.
No, you don't. You shouldn't. Only
I find that when we get down to the base of all of our issues, it has to do with the human condition and human nature, and there all bets are off, because we have a terrible time trying to figure out how we humans operate, you know, how we tick. And that's mm-hmm. what this is really all about, human nature.
I want to review what's at Talkers.com with Michael in a matter of moments. First, though, a reminder about how, as we get into the season, if you've noticed on the radio and the television this past week, most of the advertising, or much of it, has been aimed at the same old stuff that we get at the end of the year and the beginning of the year. Let's lose weight. Let's have our New Year's resolutions. Number one, stop smoking. Number two, lose weight. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the same story I've told you for the past 7 years, and that is getting healthy is important. You're right. Losing the weight that you put on over the past couple of months, yep, a very important thing for you to do. And the way to do it the right way is to go to toploss.com and seek out the opportunity for you to lose weight and keep it off with the help of Calitren, Calotren. It is the world's only weight loss formula that has absolutely no stimulants in it, has absolutely no drugs in it whatsoever, made up of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. That's the secret to rebuilding your body as you lose the weight, because you got to do both, lose the weight and keep your body in shape. So do yourself a favor. Go online to toploss.com. Make your New Year's resolution. Yep, I'm going to lose weight. Okay, see how it can be done using Calitren at toploss.com. You'll see all kinds of examples and help. You'll be able to talk to a counselor. Use the Doug code when you buy. Get free shipping and the best deals possible, like 90 days of the product free. That's just it. Explore the possibilities for you to stay healthy and lose the weight at toploss.com for Calitren.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up.
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
44 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, January 2nd. You know I'm all about inspiration. People who try to do numbers on you because they recognize that you have your power. And power is all about what Mary O'Malley is all about. She joins us every month for a conversation about psychic psychology. Is there? I just came up with this. Psychic psychology. Is there such a thing, do you think, as psychic? Do you like that? Psychic psychology.
No.
You don't think so?
It feels like it sometimes. It feels like it.
Yeah.
You know, spirit knows a lot more about a person than, you know, most of us do. So sometimes it feels like spirit just zooms in on the core issue, and it's amazing what happens. But, no, if you say those words together, I can probably be arrested. So we'll
really?
Be careful with that.
I can't do that. No, I don't want you arrested. You know, you talk about spirit. I talk often about the spirit-mind-body connection. I think spirit, for me, if there's an equation, a lot of people want to put spirit in a religious context, right? When people come to you, you have spirit is spiritual, and spiritual usually means a focus on an organized religion. For you, spirit means what? What do you, when you say spirit, what are you talking about?
It's my own personal unique relationship with the energy of the universe, I guess is the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Some
people call it God, right?
Some people call it God.
Ultimate intelligence.
Holy Spirit. You know, it could be any, it all works. It's just all different names for the energy that we're all really made of and contains information for us. So, and I was just having this conversation with somebody, you know, when we start seeking spiritually, how hard it is to find, you know, we start by looking for the right religion or, you know, whatever it is. But at some point you realize it's just about me and my relationship with God or spirit.
Right.
And
whatever your personal relationship is.
Different than everyone's. So I like to help people with that. You know, I feel like that's.
Definitely, I think I daily look at lots of different sites and sources for inspiration myself and conversation. And as we get into the beginning of the year, we have people that have their relationships that are new, and there are people looking to they've resolved to lose weight or whatever resolution they make. Do you find that people come to you and want to somehow or other resolve their, you know, there's a resolution to resolve my stuff? You know what I mean? You know, people come, it's overwhelming sometimes during the holidays. There are torrents of all kinds of emotions that come out.
Yeah.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Chris and Shout. This is some lame version of a song that Chucker wants us to dig into. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on Good Day with our movie man, our video man, our man about town, our man of the moment. All right, Chucker, what are we doing with
that? That was Twisted Shout, sung by Rodney Dangerfield in the 1986. Big comedy hit back to school. I was watching that actually yesterday. I think that movie is absolute classic. So I have a question for you. I have a dilemma.
Okay.
Tonight I am screening. I always invite the sports teams at the college to screen a movie, usually at least once a year, each team, because I like to get involved. I own a couple businesses on a block a few minutes from the college, so I like to connect with that audience, and I think they're really good people. East Stroudsburg University in the Poconos. So there's a rule. I know this sounds crazy, but I screened for the girls' soccer team and the girls' lacrosse team last year a movie called Kick-Ass, which is a R-rated movie that's very edgy. It's a great movie. It's extremely funny and entertaining, but it is edgy. And I was somewhat under the radar notified that when I do screenings for the college, now this is college and high school, to not show an R-rated movie. I know that sounds hard to believe, but that's the information I got back. So I can't show, tonight I'm showing the ESU girls basketball team a movie where I buy popcorn and candy and soda and all that stuff. They have a really good time and I introduce it. But I can't show an R-rated movie, so that limits my options. So I'm either thinking about showing Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield from the 1980s, or I'm going to show him The Poseidon Adventure, my all-time favorite film.
Rodney Dangerfield gets my vote.
So now here's my question to you. Will people in their 20s, 18 to 22, relate to Rodney Dang. I say they will, but what do you think? Will they?
I think so, yeah. That universal humor is universal humor.
Okay.
So stuff, yeah.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I just wasn't. I'm a little perplexed. I got a little bit of anxiety going into it, so I just want to make the right choice.
Yeah, no. Calm down. It's okay.
Okay.
So what happened in terms of the box office for the weekend?
Big story, really. Only one movie ruled the roost. Avatar: Way of Water did another $63 million over the weekend, $421 million in 3 weeks of release here domestically. Film's done about $1.2 billion. Worldwide. That is a terrific number. That's good for the industry, obviously good for Disney and 20th Century Fox, which financed the movie. This movie will be very profitable when all is said and done. But underneath it, you got the animated Puss in Boots, which is a sequel to the original. 16.8. It's done $61 million in 2 weeks. That's solid. It's solid. Then you got Black Panther 2, 4.8 over the weekend. And then you got movies like Babylon, which did 2.7. It's only done $10 million.
That's awful.
In a full week of release. Now, here's the thing. Pre-COVID, I don't want to sound like I'm beating the same drum, but movies between Christmas and New Year's always made a lot of money. Everything made money because people would go out and they'd have a good time. You have restaurants, like I did, my ice cream parlor, believe I did very well this week. People go out. They want to hang out. They want to have a good time. People go to the movies. So almost all movies do very well. Not anymore. It's basically Avatar, and then Puss in Boots did fairly well, and everything else underneath it, honestly, not good at all. It is still an issue for the industry as a whole.
No question about it. Yep.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, it is. And then that auto movie, I thought that was out by now. It was in Los Angeles and New York for a while. When is Auto, that Tom Hanks movie, isn't that this week?
Yeah, that's this Friday. It's getting good reviews. It's a remake of a foreign film. Hopefully that's going to get more sophisticated movie goers into the marketplace. But if you look at the movie The Whale, right, with Darren Aronofsky's new movie, which Brendan Fraser is getting critical acclaim for his performance.
Man, nobody's going to see it.
I know it's only on 680 screens, but $1.3 million over the weekend, just $5.7 million in its run so far. Even the Oscar bait stuff, the people as of yet have not going out and seeking this stuff out. A movie like this, you know, say 5 years ago, could still did 50, 75 plus million dollars at the box office. There was a market, but that market has really dried up.
Yeah, well, I think that tells you something, because the people at the streaming outfits are trying to ruin the business because it's good for them, not good for anybody else. All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.